Comedian Andy Dick reveals he took crack after suffering apparent drug overdose. "I don't mind doing a little crack every now and then." By Alana Mastrangelo on December 12, 2025. Andy Dick spoke out after suffering an apparent drug overdose on a Los Angeles street in broad daylight, telling TMZ he is relieved to be okay, before revealing he had taken crack from a man he found sitting on a sidewalk. "I don't mind doing a little crack every now and then," the comedian said. Video footage showing panicked friends and bystanders rushing to save the troubled comedian, who could be seen unresponsive and slumped over on cement stairs outside a Los Angeles building in his Hollywood neighborhood, was shared by TMZ. Watch below. Witnesses told the outlet that several of Dick's friends, one of whom was live streaming, ran up to Dick, trying to revive him. In the video, one of the comedian's concerned friends can be heard saying, "Andy, are you okay, buddy? Is he okay?" The man asks a bystander, before shouting, "Wake up. What the fuck, dude? Call an ambulance right now." A bystander then says, "Give him a Narcan," referring to a life-saving medication used to reverse the effects of opioid overdoses. The footage then appears to show a man administering the nasal spray. A representative for the Los Angeles City Fire Department told TMZ that paramedics responded to the scene for an overdose involving a 59-year-old man, the same age as Dick. On Wednesday, the Employee of the Month actor explained to TMZ that he had taken crack after he ran away from his friends and found a depressed man sitting on a sidewalk. "There was a guy that was my age, and I felt for him. He had kids, and he was depressed, and he was on the sidewalk, and I'm like, I'll sit with you. And then he whipped out, 'Sorry, but crack.' And I'm like, you know what, I might need a little bit of that," Dick said. Watch below. "I wanted to see what he was doing, and also, I don't mind doing a little crack every now and then," the comedian added. Dick's friend also clarified why he filmed the incident, telling TMZ, "I had been live streaming that day. We were going on an outing, and the only reason why I live streamed that happening to Andy is because I wanted a record of what was going on." Notably, the Andy Dick Show star has been candid about his struggles with substance abuse and his numerous attempts to get sober. "I had to stop drinking, or I was going to die," Dick told Vice in 2016, while living at a sober living facility in Malibu. "I could see it very clearly. I was bleeding out of my ass. I was going to die. I would drink when I was happy, when I was sad, when I was anxious. Without drugs or alcohol, I was depressed, frustrated, angry," the road trip actor said, adding that by the end of 2014, he had made a total of 20 attempts to get sober. Dick claimed he struggled to get help because no rehabilitation facilities were willing to take him. "When I would get a hold of one of the recovery centers, they would hang up when they found out it was me. No one wanted to help me because I was unhelpable. Why would they bring me in just to have me die in their bed?" The comedian has also had several run-ins with the law in recent years, amid his substance abuse struggles. In 2021, Dick was arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon. That following year, the Reality Bites actor was taken into custody multiple times, on suspicion of felony sexual battery, as well as burglary. In 2023, Dick was arrested yet again, for public intoxication and for failing to register as a sex offender, which he had been ordered to do after being released from jail following his November 2022 90-day sentence after a jury found him guilty of groping an Uber driver's genitals. As Breitbart News reported, the list of allegations against Dick goes back nearly 20 years. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.